USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Turkey's president says his air and ground offensive has killed over 100, in his words, terrorists in its invasion of northern Syria. It's unclear whether those killed were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss that situation. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is condemning the Turkish invasion, and some Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill are working up bipartisan legislation that would place sanctions on Turkey for launching that assault. This all comes just days after President Trump ordered a pullout of U.S. forces from that region.
It became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way. That's what we've done.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the decision, speaking about it on PBS NewsHour. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Planned power outages continuing in the state of California, where the dry conditions combined with Santa Ana winds have created concerns that power lines and power poles could come down and spark big wildfires. The governor, Gavin Newsom, sending some mixed messages, though, calling out one utility, PG&E, saying he's outraged because the shutoffs don't need to happen.
They're in bankruptcy because of their terrible management going back decades.
Newsom then in that interview hedged his criticism by saying he believes with the current state of affairs, the shutoffs are appropriate if they do prevent wildfires. First-time claims for unemployment benefits down last week. The Labor Department says around 210,000 Americans filed initial claims, 10,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. Analysts were expecting to see more filings, about 221,000. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thousands of protesters, maybe tens of thousands, on both sides are planning to demonstrate outside the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis later today, as President Trump will be holding a campaign rally there this evening. Now, voters in Minnesota have not chosen a Republican president since 1972, but Trump campaign communications chief Tim Murtaugh says,
we don't look at states as whether or not they're red or blue. We look at them as Trump states. And we think that Minnesota is, without question, a Trump state.
Ellen DeGeneres now getting even more condemnation, in some cases from other celebrities, after she defended her friendship with former President George W. Bush. After the two were seen sitting together at Sunday's Dallas Cowboys-Green Bay Packers game, DeGeneres said on her talk show, she treats everyone with kindness, even if they have different opinions from hers. Avengers star Mark Ruffalo tweeting on Wednesday, until Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, quote, we can't even begin to talk about kindness. And actress Susan Sarandon said, it's not just a matter of hanging out with someone with different opinions, but someone accused of being a war criminal. And thanks to a Howie Kendrick grand slam in the top of the 10th inning last night, the Washington Nationals, and not the Dodgers, will be joining the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Championship Series on Friday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.